So we're holding the Gemara, the bottom of Daf, Dalad Amid Beis. The Gemara goes back now to the Machlokes and Shlokshin of Yechon. The last Gemara we had was Legabe, the Zayin Nitna Torah, or the Vav Nitna Torah, Vav Sivan, Zayin Sivan. So even though we had over there Halachah Rebbe Akiva Michaverov, which means that Rebbe Akiva holds the Cheshbon was that the whole Pasuk is talking about before Matan Torah, and Torah was given on Zayin Sivan, that doesn't mean that the halacha is that Shavuos is on Zayin Sivan. Elin Naiman pointed out after the Shir very correctly, the Magen Avraham, the Chag Yankov, they all say that Avada Shavuos, Ki Yadua, is not totally in the date. So yes, Zayin Sivan was Matan Torah, but Shavuos is a different holiday. Shavuos is the Yontif of Chamishim Yoyim, of Tisbru, after the Chamishim Yoyim of Machos HaShabbos. So maybe that's not totally that Shavuos in itself, because we have to take the Yoyim in 2 days. But in itself, it's Vav Sivan. No one's going to say it's Zayin Sivan. Halacha became a Chavera. That's Poshet. Shavuos and Matan Torah is two different things. Copy the date. Zok de Gemara, six lines before the bottom, Daf Dalad Amid Beis. Michlal de Tavai Svira Le Miluim Kol HaKosim HaMakabahem. Meaning, the machloikis, the shlokshin of Yechonon, that miluim, whatever is written by miluim is ma'akev. So michlal atavayu svirelei, miluim kol hakosim ma'akevim. The shlokshin of Yechonon don't argue legab miluim. The question is, you learn from Sinai or you learn from miluim? And the shlokish had a kasha on the Yechonon, if you learn from miluim, then oy bazoi, prisha, we know is not ma'akev, it says maskinin. But by miluim, everyone agrees, I'm ma'akev. So michlal atavayu svirelei, kol hakosim Ma'akev, everyone holds it by miluim, it's precious ma'akev, the itmal, being you right that everyone agrees miluim, precious ma'akev, the Torah says so. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Chanina, Chadom, I call a cause of ma'akev. Whatever is written over there is ma'akev. And that's the criteria. Whatever is written by miluim, that's ma'akev. V'chadom, dova ma'akev le'doiris ma'akev ben. She'em ma'akev le'doiris ma'akev ben. The criteria is not dependent on what's written by miluim. Miluim might be written the parsha of precious. But it's not ma'akev, only something that's ma'akev l'doris. And if l'doris, this din, is not ma'akev, then it won't be ma'akev by miluim either. I, it says so, call it ma'akev l'doris is ma'akev by miluim. So, I'll bring you a writer, Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion, the shita, that call a kosa ben ma'akev ben. Tis time, Rabbi Yochanan, the dama call a kosa ben ma'akev ben. Midikom, the Rabbi Shimon Lokish, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon Lokish asked Rabbi Yochanan, imam miluim call a kosa ben ma'akev ben. That was the whole kasha, like I appreciate that the makar can be miluim. Now Rabbi Yochanan never answered him the question, so tistayim. So we had a whole cheshbon, machlokes is showing him why he didn't answer, that he held that maskinin is left afka. But the point is, by miluim, he agrees that avada kol hakosa ben is ma'akaben. Unlike Reb Chanina, which is the second mandom, we're saying, machlokes is Reb Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan, Reb Chanina holds that even by miluim it's not ma'akav. Why? Because l'doris is not ma'akav. Since l'doris is maskinin, Pashtus, so Melu Huadim by Milum, it's Amakav. The whole Shiviz Yom is Amakav. Now the Gemara says, my binayu. The Gemara, the Fehom and Aleph, what's the Nafkamina? Meaning, where does it happen, Nafkamina? What are the cases that you're telling me that Ladurus certain things are Namakav? That means by Milum, it's Amakav either. The Gemara is going to say four different echatimses of things that Ladurus are Namakav and Huadim is Amakav by Milum. Zog the Gemara, the first there, it's Omer Rav Yosef, Smichi Ike binayu. Ladurus. Future generations, avoid this kuna. Smicha ike benayu. Smicha is not ma'akev. That means, smicha, v'somach yodov, you have to place your hands on the behema michayim, before the shechita. That's an afkamina. Why? L'mado makolo kosme ma'akeben, if what's kosme ma'akeben, then miluim smicha is ma'akev. So smicha ma'akev. L'mado ma dovashen ma'akev l'deris e ma'akeben, somebody says ma'akev l'deris not ma'akev, so smicha loy ma'akev. Then smicha will not be ma'akev by miluim either, because l'deris is not ma'akev. How do we know it's not ma'akev l'deiris? Well, l'deiris menolam that smicha is not ma'akev and deloy ma'akev. Zog the Gemara de Tanya. State in the Braise Behedya. V'somach v'nirtze. It says in the Pasuk, v'somach v'nirtze. After the smicha, there's a kapora. Nirtze. V'chi smicha mechapera. Since when is smicha mechaper by a korban? Halo in kapora ala bedam. We know that the kapora is the ma'aseh zrika. Shenema ki adamu v'nefesh yechaper. So if the kapora we know ultimately is the zrika, so of course smicha is not ma'akev, meaning it's not mechaper. So what are you telling me that v'somach v'nirtza? Kapor is only b'dam. Umata melom v'somach v'nirtza. All it means to tell me is as follows. Shim osan l'smicha shiore mitzvah. If a person, l'doris, makes the smicha not important, shiore mitzvah, forget the smicha. It's only an extra thing, shiore mitzvah, and he doesn't do it. Malol of akosuv ki'ilu loy kiper. Now he is mechaper, because this kapor is telling the zrika. But it's ki'ilu loy kiper, meaning Rashi says, it's not a mitzvah min ha-mufchor. the keeper. At the end of the day, it's a kapara. Avada yav a kapara because he did the zrikas adam. But if he didn't do the smicha, it's ki'ilu loy keeper. What does ki'ilu loy keeper mean? Zagrashi, mitzvah min amufchar. Mitzvah min amufchar. Zagrashi, shogi mitzvah, shalichash lachshav oitzim mitzvah v'loy somach. I didn't do it, I ignored it, it's not so important. Now, what does it mean, the keeper? What is this gather? Loy keeper min amitzvah min amufchar, but lamais yav a kapara. Zog Rashi, Kedamrina Bezvachim, Kippa le Gavro, the Ika Kapora Bedam. Avada, the person has a Kapora. He doesn't have to bring another carbon. The Gavra has a Kapora because the Kapora is Bedam. Ava Loy Kippa Nami, what's a get of Loy Kippa? That means Mitzvah's Koina Minamufcher. He didn't do a Mitzvah Minamufcher. Now, the Dachronim point out, obviously, the fact that he don't need another carbon because the Gavra was Kippur, that's only if you weren't Zerik the Dam yet. But if you, I mean, I'm sorry, if you're already Zerik the Dam. But if you weren't Zerik the Dam yet, then Pashas, you'd have to bring another carbon in order to Mekai Mitzvah Mufcher and to do the Maizah Smicha. Even after the Shechita, you weren't Zerik yet. So that's Legabe, what Rashi says. Now, the Tosfos Shonim says a whole new pshat. What does it mean, Kippur v'lo Kippur? When do you do the Maizah Smicha? Smicha takes place when the animal is still alive, right? But when is it considered that you did an Aveira of not being Soimich? Kolzman, the animal is still alive, he's still can be soimich. Once you did the Maisa Shechita, that's when it fangs on the Aveira. The Aveira is not till the Maisa Shechita, because you can always be soimich, you put your hand in your soimich. When you do the Shechita, then it's not passe, it's over. Zogt is shown in very geschmack. How could you have a korban being mechaper on something after the Maisa Shechita? The whole purpose of bringing the korban is for Averis before the Shechita, not for Averis after the Shechita. The ganze is a nishmicha, is an Aveira, not the Shechita. Even though you serve Michaim. But until the Maisa Shechita, it's not called an Avera. So it can be a Kapara on something, not the carbon. A carbon is goofy for the Avera before the carbon. So I'll tell you, Shonim inside. The Oid Mefarish, Loshen Ache, She'oile Mechaperes Achai Ve'ese She'koide Mashchita, Aval Mitzis Ese Desmicha, She'ad Acha Hashchita, Ad Acha Loyova, She'loile Mubekum Ve'somuch, Ad la'acha shchita ein mechaper. So that's what's not mechaper. In the first pshat he brings that you're potomy carbon.
You don't get a kapora for not doing the smicha.
The kapora you get for the zrika.
Right.
When you do the zrika correctly, but it can't be that the kapora can be on something which is the aver only starts after the carbon. You bring a carbon for averus before. You're not bringing a kapora for averus after. That's good for why you bring the carbon. Smicha zaktayshon is ultimately an aver after the shchita. So mele can't be mechaper. Well. Yeah. Pashas and oil. Yeah, the posuk.
If you don't do the smicha, if you have to do the smicha after the shechita, then it's possible. That's it.
No, it's not ma'akev. Smicha, you have a kapora even without smicha. You have a kapora without smicha. It's not ma'akev.
If you don't do it, it's okay.
It's okay. Now, the Gemara says, the man the omer, it says, kol ha-kosev ma'akeben, then smicha is ma'akev by miluim. The man the omer, kol ha-kosev le-doris loy ma'akev, so then it's not ma'akev by miluim either. And that would be the nafkamina legabi smicha.
Maybe I know the posuk that. Maybe it's not a
mitzvah,
maybe it's
makav. Because it can't be makav, because Venirza. Stay in positive Venirza. Venirza is on dam, not on smicha. Venirza. Kapara is bedam. So what does Venirza mean?
Maybe it's going on smicha also.
Because the posik is one kapara. The posik is kedam and nefesh chaper. Halb zvachim. Smicha is the kapara. What's meant the posik with somach Venirza? Venirza is Dr. Gemara. And a mitzvah, and a mufcha, Rashi, and the Tayshon explains another knech, but it can't be makav. Zog the Gemara weiter. Second teretz. Now the Teshonim points out also, Rav Nachman is not arguing. Ma'am mechod, ma'am mechod, v'loy pligi. Rav Nachman b'yitzik Omar, tnufi kabinai. I'll tell you something else that is l'doiris na ma'akev, so be it enough kamina if it's a ma'akev by miluim or not, meaning by shivis miluim. Tnufa. What is tnufa? You take it and you mainif and you go in all directions. Now this ma'isa tnufa is, when does the tnufa take place? Tufa takes place, Pashtas, after the Zrika. So it's going to be a Pella. We'll see soon that if it's after the Zrika, what's the Havmin is Mechapa. After the Zrika, you want something Mechapa. Imagine I'm saying an Aveira that takes place 5 weeks after Yom Kippur is Mechapa. What's Tutzav though? What's the Havmin that Tufa should be Mechapa? Zog the Gemara, Rav Nacha B'Yitzchak Omar, Tnufa, Tosfos and Menachos answer this, and we'll see in a second. Rav Nacha B'Yitzchak Omar, Tnufa Ika Benayu. Lemando Makolo Kosme Ma'akaben, whatever is written, is Ma'akva. Lemando Dovashen Ma'akva Ladaris is not Ma'akaben. So then it's Loy Ma'akva. Why is Tufa Ladaris not Ma'akav? Uladaris Menon Loy Ma'akva. The Tanya. Now this pasuk is talking about by Asham Metzora. Asham Metzora is a tnufa that you do michayim. That's the toisim menachas tzadik gimel. So mel is very geschmack. Avanu, we're not talking about regular kabbalas where the tnufa is after the zrika. There's no havim in the dash b'mechapa. But we talk about asher metzora where the tnufa is michayim. So over here it's mamish like smicha. Michayim means that you only oived avera glach noch the shchita. So memela tnufa it's takana mechapa because it's avera that it's chal after the shchita. Calls my din do the shchita. You can still do the tnufa michayim. So it's takana achas shchita. So that says it's not in gans. It's not mechapa. Meaning the kapora is not totally in that. Zok the gemara de tanya. How do we know the menolad loy ma'akva de tanya? It says by asher metzora. The whole pasuk is v'imdalhu v'en yodim aseges v'lokach keves echad osham l'tnufa l'chaper. Why does it say l'tnufa l'chaper? How does the chaper come in by tnufa? V'isol and sel v'sechad bolu. So what is the tnufa l'chaper? V'chi tnufa m'chaperes v'alo yin kaper l'bedam k'idam u'benefesh l'chaper sh'neme k'idam u'benefesh l'chaper u'matam lo'im l'tnufa l'chaper sh'im osu l'tnufa shiori mitzvah. Again, if you made the tnufa not important, like Rashi says sh'lechash lach shavoyse mitzvah v'lo yisomach or v'lo hein, if you didn't do it. That means as if you were not mechaper. Now, about it, you're mechaper. Rashi learns mitzvah mufcher, and Taishonim would learn the shitosa, the same nekuda, because it's tenufa of an asham etzera, which is right after, which is michayim. So right after the shchit, it's takachal, and it's takah. You don't need a kapar on that. Zok the Gemara, the third terence. What did you say?
Asham etzera is bal mechaper on aseis. Only oilers.
Here, it's not stam being mechapa on any assay like an oiler. It's being mechapa on the tnufa that you didn't do by the osha mitzvah gufa. So that's why it comes into kapara. Maybe you need a kapara for not doing the tnufa. Zok the Gemara, Rav Papa Omar, Prisha Shiva Ika Benayu. That's our sugi we started with, Prisha Shiva. Meaning, we know that the koyen by Aaron, by Miluim, it's state and posik. There's no question. So, Lamandoma called a Kosma Mechap is Ma'akiv, it's of course Ma'akiv. But if you're going to say something, Ladurius is not Ma'akiv, then who had then by Miluim, it would taka not be a Chisong. Rapopa and Prisha Shivi Kabinayu. Lamandoma called a Kosma Ma'akiv and Ma'akiv. Lamandoma Dovish ain't a Ma'akiv, Ladurius ain't a Ma'akivahen, Loy Ma'akiv. Lamandoma that anything that's written Ladurius is not Ma'akiv, so then who had then is not Ma'akiv by Miluim? Why do we know? How do we know that the Dur is not ma'akev? Zogemor that Prisha Shiva is not ma'akev the Dur is. Ule Dur is menon loy ma'akev. Midukot Tony maskinin v'loy ketoni mafrishin. We know about a second coin. They mafrishin or sorry, don't say mafrishin. It says maskinin. That was old diag we made. The maskinin means that it's not a frosha. And Rashi over here says black and white, and he says v'loy ketoni mafrishin v'af bishloy hufrash. If let's say the second coin wasn't hufrash, he wasn't hufrash. He only was prepared. But he wasn't separated 7 days. Im yera psul b'rishon, if it ends up being that the first coin is out of commission, yavad zasheni, the second one takes over, shmamino prishalo ma'akev avoida, because clearly he takes over. So we see l'doris is not ma'akev. So with l'manda omer, Reb Chanina, that's something that's not ma'akev l'doris, not ma'akev by miluim, so that means by miluim it's not ma'akev either. Ravino omer, the fourth teretz. Ravino omer, ribu yishiva. Now Tosis has a kasha, that be'etzim there's other things you could have mentioned. There's Shirayim that are not ma'akev l'doris. There's Akhtoris Emer that's not ma'akev l'doris. And Tosi says those are not ma'akev by Miluim either. It's Pasha l'kuli alma. L'kuli alma is not ma'akev because he says that even matona achas is all you need by chatois, not dal matonois. So Akhaponim, he says that that's Pasha, that won't be enough community. L'kuli alma. Ravino Omer, the fourth teretz. Ribui Shiva u'meshicha Shiva ika benayu. So what does Ribui Shiva v'shicha Shiva? Ribui Shiva v'shicha Shiva means that when a Kohen Gadol, before he comes a Kohen Gadol, for 7 days, he has to wear the Shmoyne Begodim. Practice. Chinuch. And for 7 days, he has to place the Shemen HaMishcha Ben Risa Einov and Al Roshoi. Zog Rashi. Ribu Shiva. She Yishamesh Kohen Gadol Shiva Yomim Ritzufim, 7 straight days consecutive. Kshem Manim Oysa Bekunik Doyla. V'yil Ba Shmoyne Begodim. He has to wear a big day Kohen Gadol. Kohen Hedges is 4 Begodim. B'shas Avoida. V'ribu Loshen Marbe. Ribu means Loshen Marbe. Meruba begodim, yes, more begodim. Shu mishamish b'shmoyin of a hedyid ba'arba. That's ribu shiva. Meshicha shiva means sheyitnu shemen amoshcha al goyshoi. They place the shemen amoshcha on his head. Uven risa einov zayin yom retzufin. So the Gemara says, Ravino Omer, ribu shiva meshicha shiva ikabinayu. Lemand Omer kol hakos b'ma'akaben. So it's ma'akva. So it's ma'akav by miluim. Lemand Omer dovash ein ma'akav l'deris ein ma'akaben. So then it's loy ma'akva. It's not going to be ma'akav because Zog Rashi. The 7 days, yamala means begodim. It says in the pasuk, this pasuk is in Parshas Tzav. Umi Pesach Oyel Moed Leseis Shivas Yomim Ad Melois Yemei Milu Echem Kishivas Yomim Yamale Es Yetchem. So it's in. It's in. Zayin Yemei Yemilu Yizok Rashi V'chol Milu Yadayim Ha'omu Shom Levishas Begodim. Whenever it says a Loshen of Milu Yadayim, it means Levishas Begodim. So Daddy brings a pasuk. Let me see the pasukim. Again. Kol HaKosu Ben Zayin Yomim Yamale Vayikro Ches. So that's the pasuk of Umi Pesach Oyel Moed Leseit Shivas Yom Ad Melois Yemei Milu Eichem. That's in Tzav. Kishivas Yamale Es Yetchem. Now, how do we know Yamale Yetchem means Begodim? V'chol Milu Yadayim Ha'omu Shom Levishas Begodim. She Ne'amar. And this is a pasuk in Parshat Tzav where it says U'bigdei HaKodesh HaShel Aaron Yiyu Levonov Achov L'moshcha Behem U'meshicha Nami Kol Shiva L'moshcha Behem. And then the end of the pasuk is U'lemale Bom Es Yodom. That's the main thing. Lemale Yodom means Levishas Begodim. How do you know that also Mashiach is required seven? U'Mashiach Nami Kol Shiva Midiskas Mashiach L'Ribui. Because over there is a hekesh in the pasuk. It says L'Moshcha in the same pasuk as it says Yil B'Shem. So U'Bigdei HaKodesh HaShel'ayin L'Vonov Achav L'Moshcha U'Lamales Yodim. L'Mal Yodim means Levisha, and L'Moshcha means the mice of the Shemin. So Hakoponim, the Gemara is going to say in a second why it's Amakal L'Duris. Why we know? How do we know that it's Amakal of the Duris? The 7 days of wearing the Ribui B'Godim and the Mashiach. But the Gemara is saying that this is the din of what? Of wearing Ribui Begodim 7 days. So there's a big Rashi over here. Rashi says, what's called Ribui Begodim? Sheishamish koyin golos shiva yom retzufim kshemanim oise bekunik doyla v'yil b'shmoyne begodim b'shas avoida. So Rashi says, when do you wear the shmoyne begodim? B'shas avoida. In fact, the Gevurah Sari, the koyin, Aaron HaKoyin, but the shivas yimei melum, there was no avoida. Moshe was doing the avoida. So how could doing avoida be a t'nai in begodim? Aaron did not do the avoida. Zog the Gevurah Sari, that's obviously before the tzivui avoida, then avada, levish alone is ma'akev, but not avoida. You don't need avoida. Noch the pash of avoida, so then avoida is ma'akev. And Reb Chaim in Stenzel explains, says very geshmak. It's not the pshat that what it means is that you have to have two dinim. There's a din begodim, and there's a din avoida. It's only called a begodim when you do avoida. It's not pshat, it's two dinim, two conditions you need. You need to put on the begodim at this, and you have to just do avoida. So heis no amais of begodim, it's only called wearing begodim when you do avoida. I was telling Tzua, thinking, just like we know that it's not called an avoida without begodim, it's not called avoida bezman shebigdeim aleim, avidosim aleim, just like it's not called an avoida without begodim, so within it's not called begodim without avoida. It's two-way street. That's not the pshat. Mashe Enkin by Aaron is very good. Because by Aaron over there was no din of avoida yet. So over there the din chinuch is in the maisa levisha. It's a din levisha. L'doiris, it's not called a maisa levisha until you do avoida. Avoida is only called avoida begodim. Mashe Enkin by Aaron, there was no din avoida yet. So the levisha was the din that you needed. That's l'maisa l'gabi Rashi. The Rambam in Klei HaMikdash Kiyudua argues, I mean Sefer, the Rambam says clearly that the chinuch that you have by the Shmoyne Yomim, by the Shivas Yomim, by the Shmoyne Begodim, is only Begodim. It can't be Avoida. Why? Even the Duris. Why? Because he's a Kohen head yet. He's not a Kohen Gol yet till he takes over. So in those 7 days, he's not a Kohen Gol. If he does Avoida, if he does Avoida, then it's considered a din of Yitu Begodim. So he can't. He's a Kohen head yet. So the Rambam says, Bedavka on Avoida. And Reb Chaim says, we know that the het is of Kilayim, big day Kohen Gol or Kilayim. What's the het of Kilayim? It's not B'Shas Avoida. Stay thought that the Levish is matter the Kilayim, not the Avoida. We know B'Shas Avoida, a lot of me Kilayim, Kohen Gol, Zok Reb Chaim, the Mais Levish is the matter of Kilayim, not the Avoida is the matter of Kilayim, the Levisha. Varai is the Kohen Hedid at that time.
Reb Chaim is in stencils and he brings the Machlokes Rambam and Ravid in Hilchos Kilayim, Perek Yud, that the Rambam says that the het of Kilayim is only B'Shas Avoida. And the Ravid says, even Shloi B'Shas Avoida. So he says, the Be'etzim both agree that the Levisha is Matir. Just the Levisha has to be a Levisha that's a Tzorich Avoida. It's only a Levisha for Tzorich Avoida. However, the Levisha by Chimuch Begodim, over there the Levisha itself doesn't need an Avoida because there is no Avoida, according to the Rambam.
Always Shloi B'Shas Avoida, Levisha is Matir decline. You don't have to take it off right away. That's what he's saying.
No, he's saying that by the Chinuch HaKochuch, over there, usually the Avoida is only B'Shas Avoida. You have to take it off after Avoida. But by the Chinuch, it's two dinim in Hetek Lime. By a regular coin goal, that's already done, a Fatika coin goal, so it's only B'Shas Avoida. But a coin that's Chinuch, the Maisa Levisha is Matik Lime, because it's a din Levisha.
Meaning there's a machlokes Rambam and Rav in the Hilchos Kilayim. The Rambam says clearly, Loihutik Kilayim be Big Dei Huna, Elo B'Shas Avoida. Comes along the Rav and he says, no, be mikdash im shloi b'shas avoida, the big day kuna muta, even though they klaim. So Pashas, one would learn, the Ravid holds the Levisha as the matir, and the Rama holds the avoida as the matir. So Mele will be also if it's not b'shas avoida. Zog the B'chaim that l'olam everyone holds the Levisha as the matir. Just the Machlokes says, a Levisha's big day kuna shloi b'shas avoida is not called a ma'aseh Levisha. So a Levisha shloi l'tzoich avoida is not called a ma'aseh Levisha. Masha'enkin by Ribu Begodim, over there the Rambam doesn't hold like the Rashi that you have to have an avoida. Even shloi b'shas avoida, because by the chinuch, by the Ribu Begodim of chinuch gufa, that is gufa called the Levisha's Begodim, even though by Kilaim he says you need b'shas avoida. Because over here the Levisha is talking a matter of the Kilaim, because over here there is no avoida. So it's talking going to be muta, even though it's shaloi b'shas avoida. Because by Ribu Begodim Gufa, it's a chal shem Levisha's Begodim, even without avoida. Zok the Gemara Vaita. So again, so we're Milva Gemara. We're trying to show that Ladur is not ma'akiv. We didn't show why it's not ma'akiv yet. Ravina Omar Ribu Shiva, Umeshicha Shiva, Ika Benayu. Lamando Makolokos Ma'akaben, Ma'akva. Lamando Madovish and Ma'akva Ladur is in Ma'akaben. How do we know Ladurus la Ma'akva? That's what we're up to. How do we know that Ribu Shiva and Meshicha Shiva is not Ma'akva Ladurus? Uladurus Menon la Ma'akva. The Tanya, state and post in Bryce as follows. V'chib rakoy nashi yimoshach oisoi. This is a post in Achre. This is talking about by Yom Kippur. V'chib rakoy nashi yimoshach oisoi. V'ashemalaz yodoi lekayin tachas oviv. So this is v'chipper on Yom Kippur. Now over here it doesn't say 7 days. It says v'chipper akoyin ashe yimshach oisoy v'ashe malez yodoy. Yimshach means the oil. Yimalez yodoy, we said, means ribu begodim. L'kayin tachas oviv. Matam loymar. Why does I have to say this? L'fisha ne'mar. Because there's another posik in the big dekuna in Parshat Tzaveh. Shivas yomim yil b'shem. For 7 days you have to wear. And over here there's a hekesh yil b'shem in Huadin. There's a hekesh to Meshicha for the oil. Over here in the Pesuk in the Tzaveh, it's mashma that you have to have 7 days. 7 days ma'akev. 7 days begodim, 7 days the Meshicha. Let's say you only did the ribu begodim 7 days, but the oil was only done 1 day. And the Rishash says it doesn't mean seven, it means one and one also. Or nisrabe yoimechod v'nimshach shiva. Or let's say there was a ribu begodim 1 day and the oil was 7 days. Minayin. Basically, the main nekuda is, it's more notorious, you don't even need both, as long as you have one also, one for 1 day. How do you know that's sufficient? Talmud loymar, I mean, you don't have to have seven. The Pesuk in Tetzaveh says, Shivas Yomim, and there's a Hekesh Meshicha to Levisha. So how do we know that it's not ma'akev if you don't have seven? The Gemara calls it seven by one and one by the other, or one by one and seven by the other. Zokta Vishas would in one by one. Zokta Toys Shonim, Gemara and Hurrius, that even if you only have one, Nisrabe Luchud Sagi, is a gift of Luchud, not Loy Sagi. Nisrabe alone will be enough, even without the Meshicha. So how do you know that's sufficient? That's this Pesuk in Yom Kippurim. Talmud Loimar, Ashe Yimshach Oisoy. Don't say 7 days over here. V'chipur HaKoyin Ashe Yimshach Oisoy. Don't say the word seven. Without saying the word seven. So Mela, we clearly that it's not Ma'akev L'Doris. Again, how do we know it's not Ma'akev L'Doris? State in the Parshas Achrei. It says clearly, that means Meshich and Libib Godim. What's this pasuk telling me? It's coming Lafuke Voshet in Parshat Tzaveh. In Parshat Tzaveh it says Shivas Yom Yil B'Shem. And it's over there, it says seven Dafka. And over there, we have a Hekesh. That Lemoshcha, who had in for oil and who had in for the Levisha, it's 7 days. So this Pesuk in Achre is coming Lafuke that who had in if it's Echod or Echod or Shiva and Echod or Echod and nothing, like the Gemara in Harius, Akaponim, it's not Ma'akev. So this is a riot that it's not Ma'akev Ladurus, so called Lemakev Ladurus, who had in by Miluim would not be Ma'akev. Now the Gemara finishes, Ashkechon Ribui Shiva, Lechatchila. We know Lechatchila, you have to have seven. Because it says in the Pesuk, in Tetzaveh is talking about the Begodim. It says, Shivas Yomim Yilbashem. It says, on the Yilbashem, it says Shiva. Don't say the word Meshich over there. So, on the Shiva. So, Ashkan Ribu Shiva Lechatchila. Meshicha Shiva Lechatchila Menolon. So, the Gemara gives two terutzim. Iboy Seyem Itzich Kolim Ute. Because after all, we're saying now, and the Pesuk in Achrei tells me by Yom Kippur, that you don't have to have it 7 days. The fact that you need a miut to tell me you don't is Mashmal Lechatchila, you do. So, Dos Alein Zarai, that you have to have Lechatchila Shiva Yomim. On the Shemen, the Omar Kro, it says posik in the posik Gufa in Tetzaveh, where it talks about the Shivas Yom Yil B'Shem. That same posik, the posik before, it says Ubig the Hakodesh Hashel Aaron Yul Lebon of Achov Lemoshcha Behem Ulemalo Bemis Yodom. Lemoshcha we know is
is the shemen, and lamala biyodam milu yadayim means ribi begodim. So iskash meshichel ribi, the posse goof of shiva's yom and tetzaver is makish one to another. Ma ribi shiva af meshichel shiva. So that's what it comes out. The maskon of the gemara comes out, the fourth tirutzim and the fourth teretz is the gabed din of ribi shiva and meshichel shiva, which is not going to be ma'akav ledoiris, who then is not ma'akav by miluim. How do we know it's ma'akav ledoiris? Because it says clearly in the parashas Yom Kippur, in Achrei, it says, and it doesn't say anything about seven. It's coming lafuke, the poskin, to tzavin, in Big Day Kuna. Over there it says, shivas yomim, and we're makesh one to another. So we know lechatchila, yitaka, I have to have seven by both. And the etzim fact that we say one is enough is a right that lechatchila, you would have to have both. Now, legabe, the etzim din of like we said, of b'shas avoida, that achronim, the Rambam and the other in the Chaim, what's the tak of the pshat? Is it a din in the avoida or pshat is that's only in the miluim avada? It's before the avoida, so that's why over there avoida was ma'akeh. But stamazoi, it's a din in the begodim. It's not. It's neish hezishken ribi begodim without avoida.